Welcome, everyone, to our special edition Health and Wealth In-Depth program on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. We are speaking with mortgage specialist and vice president of Home State Bank here in Jefferson with Amy Milligan as we talk about the importance of having a budget and what it takes to make a budget. So, Amy, if you wouldn't mind just first of all telling us the basics, what makes up a budget?
That's a really good question. And a budget in simple terms is just knowing how much money you make each month and how much bills you have to pay. And at the end of that, how much money do you have left to save? And how often should someone keep a budget? In my opinion, you should have a budget going and trying to stick with it all the time.
So like a monthly budget or a yearly budget, a quarterly budget, how, if you were to get down to that kind of level?
Well, any budget is going to be best. However, most people are paid on a monthly basis or on a bi-weekly or weekly basis. So my recommendation would be to do your budget monthly, since that's how those bills are, and know when you're getting paid and pay those bills as you're getting paid.
Give us a little bit of detail what's going inside of a budget, like the everyday items that people should plan on, and then those that are maybe a little bit unplanned for a budget.
Absolutely. So the things that are your constants should always be there, and that's what is your mortgage payment? What is your any loan payment? What do you have on your credit cards? And hopefully, if you're using credit cards, you're using them and paying them off in full each month, or have a plan to get them paid off so you're not paying such high interest on that. The unplanned things that come up would be, what happens if your furnace goes out? What happens if you need a new water heater? What happens if a storm comes up and your insurance may not pay it right away, or you pay it first before you get reimbursed? A car accident, deductibles. What happens if there's a pandemic and you no longer have your job? Those are the things to plan for. And that's why I said in the beginning, not only do you know what your monthly bills are and your income coming in, but also how much can you save in case a pandemic happens.
So let's dive off of that real quick here, Amy. The importance of saving money when you're making a budget. It's one thing to, I think, make a budget, do all those things that you said, you know, like water bill, heat bill, electric bill, your loans, your mortgage, all that stuff that you should have in a budget every month. Also looking for those maybe unplanned type of expenses that could come up, but you should also try to have a little bit of saved left over. Can you tell us about how important it is to have, even if it's just a few dollars, saved over every month?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's always something that is a good idea. The rule of thumb is really try to have 6 months of your paycheck in a savings account at all times, so that that money is liquid. And when I say liquid, I mean that that's available to you in case of a pandemic. And that's something that I think many of my customers were able to do. You know, I think they may have thought, well, that's a silly thing, but we do know that we want to save for something else. I am really proud of my customers, because I had maybe 2% of my customers that were not able to make their mortgage payments because they had money saved in a special account for at least 6 months during the pandemic. And I cannot tell you the stress that that relieved them. And as we talked about that, how we can adjust their budgets so that they can still make that payment and their payments going forward.
When you're setting up a budget and you're using a bank, whatever bank it happens to be, you can set it up so you have like an automatic deposit into that special savings account that you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't even have to touch it. You can say, once you get your budget and you know, okay, well, I can easily have 10% of my paycheck each time I get paid, just go directly into my savings account. And you can call that your extra savings, your home savings, your roof savings. People now have called it their pandemic savings, so that those get paid. And what I was able to see is that those customers just didn't notice that it was going out of their paycheck, because it just wasn't in their monthly budget checking account.
We'll be back with more of our program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.
Every day, the Raccoon Valley Radio Network delivers today's news and local information. Hour-long news magazines at 7 a.m., noon, and 5, plus many news magazines throughout the day. Let's Talk programs in the 9, noon, and 5 o'clock hours every weekday, plus breaking news as it happens, whenever it happens. Find all the stories online at raccoonvalleyradio.com or on our mobile app, and find all the Let's Talk programs as podcasts on Apple or Google Podcasts. The one to count on for today's news and local information whenever and wherever you need is the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.
Welcome back to our special edition of Health and Wealth In-Depth program. We are continuing our conversation now with Amy Milligan. She's the mortgage specialist and vice president at Home State Bank here in Jefferson. And so, Amy, if you wouldn't mind just starting out in this next segment for us, talking about people's wants versus their needs when it relates to making a budget. I'm sure a lot of people do struggle with that. So could you tell us a little bit about that and maybe what people should be focusing their attention more so on?
Yeah, that's always a hard one. Everyone's wants and needs are a little bit different, but I just kind of say, go to your basics. You need a roof over your head. You need a vehicle to get you places. You need to have food. You need to be in a comfortable environment. So you're going to need your heating and your cooling, your water. Those are your absolute needs. And your wants are those extras that, you know, a phone for some people now has become a need. The type of phone you have doesn't necessarily equal the need to the want. You know, you might not need to go get that brand new Apple phone if your current phone is still working.
And same thing goes when people go grocery shopping, I'm guessing too. It's kind of the same route. When you go in a grocery store, you have your sets of needs that you need, but then some of those wants might leak in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Online grocery shopping has definitely, I think, helped a lot of people, because myself, even when I go to the grocery store, if I'm hungry, I always overbuy, and then I get to the checkout and think, this was not on my list. This was not my budget. And so going in with a list is very helpful, or online shopping so that you get just what you need is also very helpful.
Now let's take a look at people are starting to receive their second round of stimulus checks. This goes back to the pandemic, kind of new for us to handle this year. How should someone or those individuals plan out on how to spend that extra new money that they would necessarily get otherwise? And what would be ideal to incorporate that extra money into a budget?
Well, I think that extra money needs to come in, and I think each person needs to look at it on an individual basis. Is that truly extra? And if that's the case, could it go into that savings in case it's needed in the future? Or is it needed for those needs right now to help that monthly budget? If it's needed to help that monthly budget, remember, that's a one-time thing. We got it once last year. We're probably going to just get it once again this year. And so how do you best use that, those dollars, to be helpful?
Now, how can someone hold themselves accountable to sticking to their budget? I mean, it's one thing to make up a budget, but then you've got these, I'll call them violators, that don't actually stick to their budget. What are some ways that you can help us to be a little bit more accountable for those?
Well, there are budget apps that you can use. You can put that in there. There's wallets that can be right on your phone that can show you what your daily spending is. You know, sometimes people may not realize that, okay, well, it's the weekend and I'm going to go shopping. They may not realize how much that actually costs them. So some of those wallet apps that give you a daily total, a weekly total, can be eye-opening. I think that's a good thing. I also think that some people they're out of money, and so they'll rely on credit cards. And so sometimes I think that using the cash system to see just how much money you have spent and what you have left is a good idea.
Now, you mentioned credit cards. That's kind of where I want to go next. Is there a right way and a wrong way to use a credit card? I mean, I'm sure people have different opinions about, you know, how they choose or not choose to use a credit card. And why are credit cards getting people in trouble or go against their budgets?
Well, credit cards can get people in trouble because they typically have a pretty high interest rate, and they have a fairly high interest rate because they're what we call unsecured. If you don't pay them, that credit card company doesn't have any property to come to take to get that money back, to recapture that. And so credit cards can be helpful and help you earn credit if you are able to use them and pay them all the way off each month. If you use them and then are making that minimum payment, sometimes with that high interest, it may add dollars that you didn't spend to what the actual balance is. And that's where people get into trouble.
We'll be right back with more of our program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.
People always say that the best things in life are free. The Raccoon Valley Radio Community Calendar is a free on-air service for nonprofit clubs and organizations. This is a free way for information on your activities and events to reach thousands of listeners. All you have to do to get your event on the air is to email us, community@raccoonvalleyradio.com, or click on the Contact Us link at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Raccoon Valley Radio Community Calendar, a free way to get the word out. From the one to count on for today's news and local information, the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.
Welcome back to our special edition of Health and Wealth In-Depth program. We are finishing up our conversation now with Amy Milligan, the Vice President and Mortgage Specialist at Homestate Bank in Jefferson. And so, Amy, we left off talking about credit cards, and we'll just kind of jump right back into the thick of things here. And can you just explain to us why someone maybe needs to have a credit card, and should people really have a credit card?
Well, credit card can help you, and credit card can hurt you. So credit cards are sometimes required if you want to buy something online. Now you can get a PayPal account, an Apple Pay account. Google has Google Pay. You can use those and attach those directly to your bank account. However, if you want to go rent a car, if you want to buy airline tickets, those types of things that maybe are more costly, then you have to have a credit card or they won't let you. However, if you use that credit card and it's a big ticket item, you still need to know how you're going to pay that off so that you don't end up paying much more for that car rental than what it cost you the day you got it.
Now, let's dive into something else. What advice do you have for people if they do have a pretty good, if they do a pretty good job of sticking with their budgets for a while, but then they might have a bad month or two, and then they might just not be as vigilant about sticking to that budget? Because I'm guessing people have a couple of bad months maybe throughout the year. Not everybody has a great 12-month period.
Correct. Correct. You know, there's unaccounted for expenses that come up all the time. You know, there's holidays, there's birthdays, there's vacations that happen. And if you forget about your budget for a little bit, that month may be okay if you dip into your savings or if you use your credit card. But just remember that if your income does not increase, those expenses are going to catch up. And so those expenses that could catch up, if they're on a credit card or if you've used your savings, how are you going to pay that back?
Can you offer ways for people to, you know, cut costs to their budget or consolidate some of those expenses, and especially if they're kind of ongoing type of things?
Sure, that's a really good question. You can cut costs by, again, looking at your needs versus your wants and saying, maybe if it's even just for a month or two, you know, what are those things that are nice to have but aren't necessarily needed? You know, do you need Netflix and Amazon Prime and Hulu and, you know, all of those types of things? That may be the first place that I would look. If you've cut everything that you absolutely can, another thing that you could do is you could possibly get a consolidation loan to pay off those credit cards at a much lower rate and budget that out for the next couple of years. This year, we have seen a lot of people that have been able to consolidate a lot of debt, including maybe vehicle or things like that, with their homes using the equity that they have in their homes because mortgage rates have been historically low.
Well, now I know you kind of hinted at some of the online apps that people can use to try and keep themselves better accountable. Are there any other resources that you can point to help somebody maybe start making a budget, first of all, and then additionally, any resources you can tell us about ways to save money or even do the cost cutting thing?
Yeah, absolutely. There are, you know, I did talk about the apps that you can get. If you just go to your app store and put in budgets, a lot of things come up, and those are fantastic. The ISU Extension Office has programs that you can use that are no cost or low cost. I do have a list according to where you live that I could give you where within 100 miles where it's free to go to get help with budgeting as well. And also our personal bankers here at the bank have helped a lot of people with budgets.
And then obviously, as people get older, their expenses and other means change over time. Can you explain some of those major impacts to a budget and maybe reconfigure a budget? Because if you start out as like a high school graduate or even a college graduate, you got a mountain of debt possibly that you have to overclimb. But maybe as you get older, some of those things kind of go away and you take on some new things. Can you just speak to us about those kind of major impacts over a person's lifespan?
Yeah, absolutely. I recommend looking at your budget with what you're at least annually, one, so you know what your expenses are, you know what your income is going to be. And I was just talking with a customer who we bought their first home right out of college, their first job, and they are refinancing now, and we're showing them with the money that they're saving how they can, would it be better for them to pay off school loans and then cars and use it that way, or put it right on their house to pay that off more? And we penciled it all out. And so what they're going to do is they're going to first pay off those student loans, and within 7 months they're going to have that paid off. Then they're going to take the savings from their refinance and that student loan, and they're going to put it on a car, and then they're going to snowball it again, and that should make that car be paid off in a couple of years, and so forth. And so that's kind of what I recommend, looking at it annually, always looking to pay off what you can, and then using those dollars to pay off the next thing so you have more money, or putting more of that away into your savings account.
And that's a look at how a budget works and the importance of having a budget with our guest from Home State Bank in Jefferson, is the Vice President and Mortgage Specialist, Amy Milligan, joining us here on the special edition of Health and Wealth In-Depth program on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.